Dylan Alcott may not have got the fairy tale ending to his professional tennis career at the Australian Open last night, but he's now got the next 12 months fulfilling his Australian of the Year duties. And his number one priority is changing perceptions of people with a disability and helping find meaningful paid work for the 4.5 million Aussies who have a disability. Here's a recap of what he's had to say about that.
Only 54% of them are involved in the workforce. Unemployment rate is double that of able-bodied people. Both figures haven't moved in 30 years. And guess what? We're not just ready to work. We're ready to take your jobs. Winning Grand Slams and gold medals isn't my purpose. It's like the 30th priority of my life. My purpose is changing perceptions so people with disability, people like me, can get out there and live the lives that they deserve to live. It was my purpose yesterday. It was my purpose today. And it will be my purpose as your Australian of the Year for the next 12 months and beyond. And I really hope I make every single one of you proud.
Well, the federal government is in the process of radically shaking up disability employment services, which helps find jobs and keep people in them. A new scheme is supposed to be in place in 18 months' time. The minister in charge is Anne Rustin. Anne Rustin, good morning. Dylan Alcott says there are 4.5 million people with a disability, yet only 54% work. The unemployment rate for them is double that of able-bodied Australians. The figures haven't changed in 30 years, despite people wanting jobs. Why haven't those figures changed?
Well, I mean, obviously, what we seek to do with the new disability employment strategy is to change those figures, because interestingly, many employers, a vast majority of employers, indicate a willingness to hire people with a disability. And what the strategy that we're putting forward is to change that from just being words into real actions. Because as our new Australian of the Year has been saying, everybody in Australia deserves to have a job, and that includes people who live with a disability.
So it's a willingness, but they just don't take that one step further. Why?
Well, obviously, I think there is probably a bit of a fear about making sure that somebody who has a disability is supported in their workplace, and people are probably a little bit uncertain about how they go about that. So what we're seeking to do is to break down the barriers that businesses and employers see in terms of employing somebody with a disability by providing them with the supports to do that. Because we believe that once people actually understand the value of employing somebody with disability, they will continue to employ people with disability, because they're often the best employees you can ever have.
How much of a difference do you think it'll make having a prominent person with a disability in the position of Australian of the Year? Will that help change employers' attitudes?
I really do believe so. I mean, anybody who knows Dylan Alcott, and I've been working with Dylan for the 2.5 years I've been the minister responsible in this area, knows that he has just got the most infectious behaviour and attitude. And when you meet Dylan and you hear Dylan, and you're just inspired by him. And so I really believe that Dylan adding his voice to this really important issue, we'll see people actually say, well, actually, you know, I wouldn't mind employing somebody like him. He's amazing. And hopefully that will start translating into people saying, well, people with disability are fantastic. Let's go out there and give them a chance, because once they start working for you, they'll be working for you for life.
The government is changing the disability employment services model, giving job seekers more choice, and you're aiming to put major changes in place in a year and a half's time. Realistically, what difference are you hoping to achieve?
Well, obviously, we want people to understand that employing somebody with a disability should be no different than employing any other Australian. Sometimes they just need a little bit of extra support in the workplace, and we need to change the culture and understanding in workplaces so that employers are much more willing to actually make that big step to actually employ somebody. But we also need to make sure that the services that we support, the disability employment services that the government supports and funds, are actually driving real change by matching up people with disability with the workplace that's going to best work for them. And so we want to make sure that our model is so streamlined so that we really are making the connections between people with a disability and the workplace, and not just having a one-size-fits-all model, which unfortunately we've probably been operating on for some time.
Okay, so 54% of Australians with a disability are employed now. What figure would you like to see in, say, 2 or even 5 years' time?
Well, I'd like to have a figure that says anybody who has a disability who wants a job is able to get a job. So we need to absolutely target, you know, the sky's the limit, and make sure that we have an aspirational goal that everybody has that target. But we do need to work just with every single person with a disability, understand what their needs are, and make sure that we put in place the kind of changes that they need to see them in the workplace. And that's what this initiative that we're talking about at the moment, this $20 million, to change Australian businesses, to give them more confidence so that they can go and employ people and retain people with disability. So we understand this is not going to happen overnight, but we must start now. And as you rightly say, Dylan Alcott, as the Australian of the Year, hopefully will give some real impetus to get this moving much more quickly than it might otherwise have been able to get moving.
Anne Rustin, thanks for talking to AM.
My pleasure. Thanks, Abra.
That's the Families and Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin.